and it's time to hear your comments. On Memorial Day, we told you about defiant gardens planted and cultivated in the midst of two world wars, and most recently in Iraq by Sergeant Carl Quam.
My battalion lost four guys, and just coming back to that garden, it was a release. For a little while, you could put your mind off of what was happening to you and around you.
This is Chris Kreuzling in Flatbush, Brooklyn, New York. Through gardening, I can tap into a sense of time that dwarfs the brief existence of humankind. It reminds me that whatever happens to me, life prevails.
My name is Ruben Nazario, and I'm a pediatrician at the Kentucky Children's Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky. As doctors, we're so busy tending to the sick and the wounded in our own communities, sometimes we forget the wounds inflicted by war and hatred around the world. Thanks for helping us remember the physical and emotional wounds brought upon by the sting of war and the courage and valor offered by the simplicity of flowers.
And now let's go from defiant gardens to defiant spokesmen. We received many emails after an interview with the new White House Press Secretary, Tony Snow, who gave us an extended demonstration of the way he responds to reporters' questions.
I mean, I think what you're doing here is you're trying to split hairs and create a story where there is none.
Do you get a little bit of that?
Yeah, from time to time.
Well, sometimes maybe what we're doing is trying to make sure that what people are saying is really
no, I understand.
What they mean.
Well,
on the NSA story, that's an occasion where people have made artfully crafted statements that appear to say one thing, and in reality, what they're trying to do is technically tell the truth while really misleading.
No,
or maybe misleading is too strong a term.
That is grossly argumentative.
Jonathan Limebrook wrote us from Lakeland Village, California, to say our interview was astonishingly uncivil and argumentative. Mr. Inskeep seemed more interested in provoking argument than in obtaining information. One can only suppose, he says, that he covets a place in the strictly adversarial White House press corps. The same interview brought a question from Bethany Linderman in Tampa, Florida.
When did public information become a riddle? The voice of the administration tells the press that they are not asking the right questions, while the press doesn't know what questions to ask because there's no conclusive information being given to them. I find this game of parrying the press disrespectful to the citizens the administration was elected to work for. I'm glad I got to hear firsthand the new press secretary playing semantics in a simple interview about his position and what he is hired to do. No wonder there's no trust in the government.
We also reported recently on product integration, weaving merchandise into a TV show's plot lines. That story reminded Oz du Soleil of Chicago of why he came to see his television as a shakedown device.
I don't need an inexpensive divorce, a pickup truck, acne medicine, dog food, and I can't stand the taste of beer. So when I realized that my favorite shows were really attempts to lure me to the commercials, I decided not to play the game. My first attempt to turn off the television lasted 6 months. When the football season started, I backslid. I watched football and everything else. Then I shut off the shakedown device one more time, 3 years and 4 months ago.
Okay, just don't shut off your radio. Same goes for your internet, where at npr.org you can send us your comments and find no pop-up ads.